This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN. I would like to start off this ENN program by saying good evening to Michael.
I can't get the thought of Don on a stomach out of my mind.
That is really troubling. I'd also, if I can, and I'm going to try this, I'd like to say good evening to Don as well.
If we get pushes, we get pushes.
Push.
It's I hate that you told me. I'm upset with you now, Michael. Because I've never known that this was a thing ever in my life. I don't think the audience knows. I never knew. If it came up before, I didn't know. Let me also please say good evening to myself.
Bro, let's stretch my stuff out. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
It's Michael constantly trying to devalue me. Little tiny paper cuts over 20 years.
Yep.
Can't you know that's not true. You know that's not true. We observe things about each other. You say push.
But is it that disturbing? I sleep on my stomach. Is that crazy?
Well, to me it is.
Hold on. It's not disturbing to sleep on your stomach. It's a little like childlike. I picture you like a big sleeping man baby now. Like almost, you almost picture Michael, his thumb in his mouth.
No.
I could see that.
It's... All right, let's paint the whole word picture for you.
Go ahead,
I'm
take
on
us
my
there.
Stomach, and I'm like hugging the pillow with my hands underneath the pillow.
Is that what you do?
Yes.
So it's almost like a stuffed animal. You're one notch away from a bear, and I don't mean my bear. Although I will tell you the truth right now. We're all being honest with each other, aren't we? We're living in the moment, sharing together. I definitely have nights when I go to sleep on my side facing the iPad, and in my belly is Bear curled up as we fall asleep together.
No problem. I get
full
it.
Spoon. We fully spoon together.
Don, do you ever go to bed nude?
Never.
Okay.
Under any circumstances.
That's better.
Ever.
You're not into that.
No. And listen, the cats find their way into the bed.
Wow.
Now, why do you allow that?
You know, one of the reasons I'm not a huge fan of cats is that you have no say.
Yeah, what does that mean? He could tell them no one night, they're coming back the next night.
Well, how about close the door to the room? How about that? Is that so hard? It's not like you have to communicate with the cats. Close the door, they can't get in unless they get a locksmith.
How likely do you think it is that a cat knows a locksmith? No. And even if they did, they don't have opposable thumbs to dial the phone.
It's true.
Excellent point.
Let's talk to Eli Manning for a second. He was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and he talked about expectations and his thoughts on the youngster, Daniel Jones.
The fact that it is his second year within this offense last year, a new offense, new head coach, new offensive coordinator. He's a young quarterback, and it's not just him. It's, hey, new left tackles. They're trying to learn a new offense. You lose Saquon early. Just a lot of things that, you know, were going to make it tough. I think the fact that, you know, had more of an offseason this year, you know, build that relationship with Coach Garrett, and they put some weapons behind him, getting Saquon back. I think the offensive line will be better in their second year. So I've seen firsthand just how hard Daniel works. I know how important it is to him for him to be a successful player. I know he knows this year is a big year for him, but that's not going to put pressure on him. It's going to make him excel and do better. So I'm rooting for him, and I think he has the work ethic, the skill set to make those plays. He's made the mistakes. He's going to learn from those, and I think he can go out there and have a big year.
Where was this Eli when we had a weekly with him?
I know.
Not that verbose, huh?
I mean, he's.
I don't know
I
how much
sounds
he listens
great.
To sports radio, if at all.
Only you. Only to you, Don.
He's so
Where's
lovable.
Your Snapchat, Don?
I wonder if Eli now has realized that when the Giants, supposedly the Giants, pulled him off our show, he never won another Super Bowl. Just saying.
So you think that that could
I don't know. I know that's the reason.
Never won another playoff game.
Never won another. Thank you, Don. He was rolling with us. Rolling.
Wait, are you saying he went somewhere else? And
yeah,
then
he went to our competitor because they had the giant rights, and they use that cudgel quite a bit. You know, oh, we don't need any help. But, yeah, they get managers that we can't get. You know, they took Aaron Boone off our show, the whole deal. So they made the Giants take Eli off our show after Eli was on with his foul on, Don.
Oh, wow. Well, it was basically, I think we had him right out of the box, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
I think that maybe not that rookie year, but I think his that 05 season right through 2011.
That's right. And then they took him off after the second Super Bowl, and they never won another playoff game. So anybody who was responsible for that, good at you.
And also what came with it, Peter, was a dinner every year with him.
Oh, it was great.
And it was awesome.
With the listeners?
Yeah. So we'd have like a center stage thing where we'd interview him, and I got a chance. Listen, it's one of my prized possessions is he autographed my Super Bowl ticket. The Super Bowl MVP autographed my Super Bowl ticket.
Oh, that's beautiful. Did you ever get him to write in the journal for the kids?
No. Oh, no, wait. No.
No.
That's sad. One day. It'll still happen.
I got Jeter to do it.
What Jeter wants to do. Let's hear from Eli Manning again, this time on his expectations. On whether or not to play Saquon in week one.
Why sit some guy week one and all of a sudden they're playing week two and they're full go? What's happening in that 1 or 2 weeks after he's had 10 months to recover? So I know the Giants will be smart and do what's right, but if he's ready to play, I think you got to get him out there, get him reps, and whether he's the starter, where he might not get 30 carries week one, but you know, just to get him in the game, get his confidence back going, get his feel back going, catching the football, feeling the rush, taking a hit, all those things need to happen a little bit for him just to get back in the feel of things. So he's such a dominant player. They need him to be successful this year, running the football, catching the football. And then when he's on the field, it changes the game plan of the defense, and they got to prepare more for different things. And so it should open up other players, and they have the skill set on the outside with Kenny Galladay and Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram to get them the ball and let them make some plays.
He sounds better than Peyton now.
I was just going to say that he's a different human being.
He's a polished Peyton.
You know what? That's my hot take. At the end of this season, for the people that'll watch the Manning's
He'll
doing
be
the game,
star.
Eli's going to be better.
You know what? I'm feeling so good about Eli. I want to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Jets take on the Patriots Sunday, September 19th at MetLife Stadium. I'm just in a giving mood. Be the first caller right now at 888-987-ESPN. It's brought to you by the New York Jets. Jets football is back.
That's
be
right.
At MetLife Stadium for the 2021 home opener when the Jets host the Patriots on Sunday, September 19th at 1 p.m. Get tickets at myjets.com/tickets. You know what's amazing is that when Manning, Eli and Peyton do the Monday Night Football game, they have no host. They have nobody there to set them up. It's just the two of them.
It doesn't matter.
It should have been me.
Oh. Make a call.
What are your credentials?
That's a great point.
I know how to get things out of people.
That's true. But I do think they want, you know, a football guy.
I'm a football guy.
Not really. I'm going to tell you this.
Football, did you do football at Fordham?
Yeah. What is that phone?
Hold on. You really think he's going to go back and now lean on? Well, Michael Kay has been doing baseball for the last 30 years, but don't forget, back at Fordham, I don't think it's going to work.
Whose phone is that?
It's somewhere in this booth. I don't know who's calling.
This
I don't
is
even
very
know where the phone is.
This is strange.
Hello?
I'll turn it off right now.
Go answer the phone. Please find
Who's
the
it?
Phone. Yeah, please find. Go answer it. It's still ringing,
Hello?
Michael. You got to find this.
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
All right.
Oh, hey.
Tom Brady Sr. was on with Greeny earlier. This guy's really doing the rounds. He was asked by Greeny when Tom's going to retire.
having grown up myself watching these football, great football players for years, it turns out that our son is going to be coming to the end of his career pretty quick. And I would not be surprised if he comes back. It just depends. If they win, again, injuries, but if they win, he could hang it up. But if they don't win, he probably would come back. But I don't know. It's really a good question for him because he's really enjoying what he's doing.
Who's this? I missed
Ballard.
That was Ballard talking about oatmeal cookies.
He was reared by his wife and his mom.
Who was that?
By the way, Don, you realize that your mistake, the mistake that you made said that a child was reared by his own wife.
I know.
Which is terrifying.
But it's okay. Where I'm going, it's, you know, we're definitely in that area if your family tree doesn't fork.
Wow. Okay, let's move on here. Andrew, is FIFA really going to try to do the World Cup every 2 years? Well, if Andrew wasn't on the phone, what he would say is that is the idea that's getting tossed around right now.
Somewhere between indifferent and good.
So just whenever something good, we got to ruin it.
That's, well, and so the chief of UEFA is fighting against this, and I have never been more against a proposal for a sport, I think, than this. It would completely take the starch out of the World Cup. By the way, it's already weird that next year's World Cup is in the winter and not the summer. I'm just trying to adjust to that. Now, speaking of World Cup, big qualifier last night, United States versus Honduras. It aired on TI-82 calculators and some Game Boys. And The U.S.
That
was down
legitimately
one.
Legitimately funny.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Every blue moon, you check in onto the check in with me. 1-0. U.S. was down at halftime. Came roaring back. Is Andrew off the phone yet?
Yeah, I am. I'm right here.
Tell us about that second half, because you, me, and JJ Devaney, we were texting during the first half, and they looked horrible.
It was bleak. It was a really bleak first half, but they scored quickly, which was important in the second half to tie it. And then I think Honduras just was exhausted, and you could see it. The U.S. is pretty deep, and they kept coming. 4 goals in the second half. I think it's only the second time they've done that in the final round of qualifying. So in the end, it was not a great overall performance, but their second half was fantastic, and it was a huge win for them.
Andrew, were you on with Greeny today?
No.
Oh, I thought I saw that on Twitter.
No.
Should have been. Talking soccer? Been.
No, he was talking about grocery list.
Fake Andrew Gundling was on talking grocery list. Now, Andrew, did you watch in the nude?
No, fully clothed.
Fully clothed. And yeah. Did you watch in English or Espanol?
Nope, on Telemundo in Espanol.
Good old Espanol.
Yep. Yeah.
It
did
is
you follow?
Really.
Do you speak a little Spanish?
I mean, very, very little. I'll pick up words here and there, but not enough to really know what was going on.
Don, you've heard how fast commentators are on soccer games. That's a high level of Spanish to pick that up on TV.
You know, it should be no problem him understanding that. I mean, he understands JJ.
Well, JJ speaks English.
Yeah, but in a very weird way.
It's just an Irish accent. You just think he talks weird.
Oh, it's that brogue you got to get through.
Gable Stevenson, the Olympic gold medalist this past year in Tokyo, has signed a multi-year deal with WWE.
Gable.
So I'm guessing his parents were very into wrestling.
They loved Gone with the Wind.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, Clark Gable.
Because, I mean, I assume he's named after Dan Gable. I met him at the pay-per-view a couple of weeks ago.
Who? Dan Gable?
No, Gable Stevenson.
And was he a good guy, a great guy?
I'll be honest. I met him and the woman who won the gold medal for the U.S. I was more taken by her. She was, like, so excited and charmed, like, charming, and just couldn't believe she was there. He seemed a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Standoffish? Cocky?
A little.
Jerk?
A little cocky, a little standoffish, a little bit. He very much felt like he was supposed to be there, so he should fit right in, at least in terms of feeling confident walking into a locker room like that. So we'll see what happens with Gable Stevenson. And
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills,
your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Michael, before I let you go, most popular NFL jerseys leading in to the football season. Over the last few weeks, these are the jerseys that have sold the most.
It's got to be the Buccaneers.
No. Think about it being the last couple of weeks, specifically.
At Hospodar.
Last couple of weeks. What's
happened? Something happened that pushed this young man's jersey, or pushed this young man's jersey.
Why?
Into being a top seller. It would be Mac Jones of the New England Patriots.
Oh, that's weak.
And Justin Fields. Okay.
Why?
Now, number one is still Brady.
Because first of all, let's be honest. Great team. Those uniforms are god-awful.
You know what, Don? I'm not going to say it's the best thing and smartest thing you've ever said on the show, but it's not pointed out enough. The Patriots uniforms are trash.
I don't think so. I love them.
Ugh, they are so bland. Let's be real. The helmets stink, too.
Yeah, the logo.
The helmet stinks. The logo stinks.
I love the Elvis Patriot. I like Pat Patriot more, but the Elvis Patriot's great.
And if I were the Buccaneers, I would go back to the creamsicle ones,
too. I love creamsicle. I love the pop, and I love the color.
Because their uniforms are god-awful, too.
I don't like pewter. Never have. Never will.
Broncos are terrible. They
what
should
do you
go
like?
Back.
Well, you hate you like?
Oh, the Broncos' new jerseys. Yeah, they should go back. 100% they should go back.
Brown's awful.
And last thing here, TJ Watt has come to terms with the Steelers' four-year deal. Only $112 million, including $80 million guaranteed. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening.
Loved everything about it.
Thank you.
Take phone calls.
What do you think?
We have the big fella coming up, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah? 1-800-919-3776. That's the number.
That's it.
K, LaGreca, Rosenberg, pushing towards 7, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Terrible.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.